Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Can we get on with this?
Yeah, I want to go to the pub tonight with my dad and my uncle, so...
No one likes you, Andy.
Damn.
You're in the North Pole! Why are your family here? Why did you bring your family to the North Pole?
That's why it smells here.
No wonder they don't like you!
Dad, I'm going to the North Pole. Do you want to come?
I need a lift!
I did. It took me like weeks to get here.
There's no pubs around here anyway.
Ah, there's a fucking pub. It's called the
Watering Hole for Penguins.
Ye old Watering Hole Penguin Pissland. There, done. That's what it's called.
That sounds nasty.
Ye.
You're not in old timey England.
You're in the North Pole.
You can get all the Abbott ale in the world.
Do you know geography?
I put ale in the well. What are you talking about?
Wait,
Liam, what'd you call it? Geography?
Geography.
Not this again.
Y'all say it different. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you say geography. We say geography.
No, I say geography because I talk like a normal person.
That's not how you say it.
Ah, that is how you say it.
Triggered.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Bourbon,
lasagna.
Lasagna. Why do you people not fucking spell words properly?
Spell words properly.
Talk. He says bourbon. That's a drink. That's a fucking
also
drink.
Also a biscuit.
It's a fucking drink. It's bourbon.
It's not bourbon.
It's bourbon.
You stupid idiot.
Why can't we be friends?
Why? We can't go to a fucking.
I love to look for Christmas. I just want to have some things.
Bourbons!
Get the Christmas tree and shove it up Andy's ass, cause fuck off!
I just want you for my own. Something else. What more can I do? All I want for Christmas, and shut the fuck up, is you!
Wrestling fans, and welcome to the Super Shack, not Super City, because that's a different place. I am Andy Kwan, and I'm wearing a hat, and with me as always is Liam Dunn.
Thank you for introducing me first, Andy, like we talked about previously. I love being in this paper-thin wood cabin. I love it so much.
It's like I'm living with you in Super City Hall again.
Andy, you're cracking the windows in the damn shack, man, chill.
Right, I'll calm the fuck down, Jesus.
Introduce the rest of us.
And Liam has to say his thing.
May as well say Brendan. I'm in a bad mood as it is. May as well go to Brendan.
And Brendan Davis is here!
Oh shit, choked on my drink.
Brilliant. Wonderful.
Scare the fuck out of me.
Best start ever, whilst I get a notepad so I can do a riddle.
Okay. Dude. I've realized this now. You've been using a pen and paper for riddles for how long now?
I don't know.
For a long time?
Yes.
What are you currently sat in front of?
A computer. Yeah, but the reason why I do that is because if I use this thing, then at least that way, I'm not cheating. You know I'm not cheating by searching for things. So there.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long journey.
Oh, it is time.
Does no one want to know why I'm pissed off?
What? Oh, sorry, why? Dad. Why are you annoyed?
Fucking Christ, it's all about him.
Everyone knows that the Christmas show is my favourite episode of the Supla. I get very excited for it every year.
We're at the
Supla Shack. It's just great fun. As you can hear, we've got the music playing. We've all got drinks. I've got water. I'm teetotal, only for now, because I forgot to get beers in for myself. So
I got tea.
But that's there you go, teetotal. There you go.
That's not how that works.
But I'm very upset.
Why is this?
Someone broke into Supla Shack and stole all the Christmas decorations.
Shit.
Oh yeah. I was wondering why we didn't look so Christmassy.
I was wondering why my fucking room was plain.
No, they took all your posters, man.
Not got one left.
They didn't take the shitty one. Oh no. Who would break into this tiny little fucking wood cabin in the middle of nowhere?
Well, it's funny that you say that. It's funny that you say that. I saw on the snow outside the house. It was written in yellow snow.
Oh, that's boy.
Piss. That's definitely piss.
Thanks,
Andy. Damn it, I ate some of it.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, 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 fuckers.
Damn it.
Damn it, Carmine!
Jesus, why would you do that to us?
So, oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for the lack of Christmassiness. As we look, we've got music playing in the background. We've got the fire going, but we don't have any Christmas decorations. I usually have like a little Santa. I have a little Santa that I usually play, and he plays music. But you know what? He's been nicked by whoever left that fucking message. So you know what? Whoever did that can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, but
right.
Yeah,
and I hope they die in the snow.
This guy has also decorated all the rooms different as well.
It's different from last year.
Yeah, don't get that.
But anyway, you may also notice that we are in fact one man down.
I'm a one man down.
That's a great name for a band.
Yeah, one man down with a new single coming your way soon. We are without the angry blue elf, Mr. Carmine Antonelli.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No, you're here. You're clearly here, Andy.
Oh, he's an elf.
Oh, confused. By the way, Andy's not here.
Hello.
Great. Brilliant.
He's in purgatory.
No, Carmine ain't here, but luckily, he did give me this.
Okay.
It is a letter addressed to the Super Shack. So I think it's only fair.
Addressed to the Super Shack. We don't want everyone turning
up. Super Shack, North Pole, AA000AA. Great, yeah. People are going to find that. It's only fair that I read out this letter that he sent to us. So, Dear Super Shack, I regret to inform you that I will not be making it to the Super Shack this year. You see, as I was en route via my husky-drawn sleigh, I encountered a small old man stranded in the snow. I pulled over to see if he needed any help, but he turned out to be a 20-foot yeti in disguise.
Yeti!
There it is.
Yeti, okay.
After fiercely battling and subsequently defeating said yeti in Agri Kai,
yeti,
I continued my journey. Shortly into my resumed journey, I was abducted by aliens, which sounded a lot like Andy.
What?
Thankfully, their ship was attacked by the pirates of the tundra. After rescuing my huskies, I prepared to make the final stretch to the shack, before realizing that my phone was about to die, meaning I don't have my GPS anymore. I send you my apologies with this last amount of battery that I have on my phone. Rest assured, I will still be there for the annual end-of-year awards in the Super City Arena Plex. I hope you all have a Merry Christmas and enjoy the show.
How does he not remember? How does he not remember the route to the Super Shack?
And
he's been here
that.
Enough times. He must remember.
Here's the thing that doesn't make any sense. How does he know for certain he's going to make it when he doesn't know where he is?
Well, he knows where the Arena Plex is. That's where he commentates Brawl every single year.
But he doesn't
this is
know
just...
where he is.
Well, he has 2 weeks to figure it out. I'm sure he'll be fine.
Hopefully.
I 2 weeks is a long enough time.
Yeah,
him,
it's fine.
There'll be other aliens. Or the Yetis!
Yeah.
Or the pirates! So I'm sure he'll be fine. He'll
be fine, don't worry about him. He got eaten by a snowman last year and he came out fine, so don't worry about it.
You know something, last night when I was sleeping, I woke up in the middle of the night, I thought I heard something go trash, trash, switch, trash, fuck. I didn't know what it was though.
That might have been him outside, just going
That
past
might
it.
Have been Andy just going through the rubbish.
Maybe.
Might have been Andy. Andy does talk in his sleep.
But nevertheless, what are we starting the show with today?
Well, before we start with anything, we've got to do the thing that I think has been 10 months in the making.
Oh boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, in February of this past year of 2016, for those who are watching it in the future, I asked Andy a riddle, just for no reason, just off the top of my head. What became a little joke that I did at the start of one episode... culminated in a year, nearly a year-long streak of showing how Andy cannot use logic. But somehow, some way, he's managed to fight back and has managed to even the scores. I realize I'm not looking at the right camera, sorry. He's managed to fight back and even the scores. Now, with the whole prospect of rewriting the entire Supla history, the co-host of the year awards that he feels he has been screwed over can finally come home. We are on the precipice of Andy changing Supla life as we know it. Ladies and gentlemen, are we ready for the final riddle?
Playing music. I'm going to win.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Okay, Andy.
Yeah.
Need I remind you that the amount of losses you have had over this past 10 months are at 110?
Because you randomly were giving me numbers.
Need I remind you that the only way you managed to increase your win column was by simulated video game bets?
That's true, actually. That is true. But look, regardless, it's worked out for him. Right, he is now...
Somehow, somewhere.
At the point... I never thought this would happen. He's at the point to actually change everything. And you know what? I'm going to make things a little bit more interesting for Andy.
Don't like that. No!
I love it when things get interesting.
No, I don't. I don't like it.
Andy, you want to change the history of the Supla co-host of the year award, right? You want to rewrite it. Change everything, yeah?
Potentially, yes.
I'm going to stack one more thing up.
Oh.
If you get this riddle correct,
yes.
All the lost points, all of them, will go into the win column.
Ah-ha! It's all nothing.
However,
no, it doesn't matter. I've lost either way, so who cares?
If you lose, all the win points that you have will go into the loss column.
It doesn't matter. One way or another, I've either lost really just by one, or I've lost colossally. I'm still lost.
No, if you win, you will go to.
Yeah,
hang on. Wait. Sam, what is he on? It's 110 to 110,
even
right?
110.
If you win, if you get this riddle correct,
yeah.
You go to 220 to 0 in the win column.
Holy fuck.
Right? That's what I mean. Your entire streak gets wiped, right?
I wish other things would just get fucking wiped.
But if you lose,
yeah.
It goes to 210 in the loss column and 0 in the win.
It'd be 221, wouldn't it?
220, thank you. Sorry, my math is incorrect.
Oh, I should get a point for that!
No.
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 But!
Okay.
To further cement these stakes, I'm going to put the end result on its own special website page. You can go to supla.com.
No, don't do that!
And I will immortalize it as I have had the Supla Hall of Fame. And I will keep
I
it there
like
for the whole year. You will either be entirely successful, or you will be the biggest loser in Supla history.
You will either be a Goldberg level undefeated, or
you will be Gilbert level of defeated.
I'm saying that he did hold the light heavyweight championship for a year.
What belt was that?
Anyway, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
I'm gonna shit myself.
Okay.
Don't do
but
that.
I think, Sam. Sam.
Yeah.
We need something a bit more epic than our usual backing music.
Oh no, don't worry, I've got that sword.
That's great.
Don't worry.
Andy, are you ready?
Yeah.
It's 6 a.m. The doorbell rings whilst you're fast asleep. It's your dad, and he's here for breakfast. You have strawberry jam, honey, beer, bread, and cheese. What is the first thing that you open? Now, whilst Andy has a quick think, Sam and Brendan, please, no words of encouragement at all. If you know the answer, please stay quiet, keep it to yourselves. We cannot help him. He has to do this on his own now.
So he gets no hints, no ask the audience, none of that.
Nothing.
Okay, so my dad has turned up at 6 a.m. at the Supla City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's here for breakfast, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm getting tense now.
So, there are two doors that I'm probably going to have to open. Either the front door to let him in, because mm-hmm. he wants breakfast, mm-hmm. or my own bedroom door, because I need to get out of my room.
Mm-hmm. If people watching the show know the answer, please play along. It's not like your comments will influence him at the moment.
My natural instincts to try and help him are being derailed so hard.
We can't.
I'm sorry, Andy. You are really on your own here. Really think. This all hangs in the balance. All of these 10 months have finally got us to this point.
There's no time limit on this. I'm letting you actually have a chance.
Please vocalize your inner struggles.
Well, there's a doorbell, and I don't know, I don't know if I should open my bedroom door first or the front door. I don't know. Fuck me, I don't know. I'm gonna have to flip a coin.
What do you mean flip a coin?
I don't know which one it is! I'm looking at this, gentlemen, and I don't gentlemen, know! I'm looking at gentlemen, my fucking stupid thing!
Please stop trying to make him re-question things. Let him go with his intuition.
I'm sorry, Andy.
Wait, if I was asleep, then... No, so I'm like this. So the first thing that will open...
Yeah?
Oh, look! I got it! Oh my fucking god! So, right, so doorbell doesn't matter. Doorbell doesn't matter. Breakfast, who cares? All those food, who gives a fuck? Because if I was asleep, then that means it's my fucking eyes! It's my fucking eyes! It's my eyes! It's my eyes! It's gotta be my eyes! It can't be anything else! It can't be- It's my eyes! It's my fucking eyes! I open my fucking eyes because I get woken up by the doorbell! That's it! I've done it! I've fucking done it! It's eyes! It's gotta
be
eyes!
Wait, before you celebrate, is he right?
It's gotta be eyes! It's gotta be eyes! There's nothing else! There's nothing else! You say fucking marmalade, I'll break your fucking legs!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is it
ice? Ladies and gentlemen.
Shut up, Andy.
Andy has erased his streak. He has won.
I hit my back. I win. I fucking win.
Now, before I get PTSD flashbacks to the end of Eurowars 2015, are you going to screw him out of this?
No. He is legitimately
He's legit won something.
He has legitimately won this. And he is
so
erased.
So he's now your co-host of the year 2011 and 2012.
Yep. Every year that he's been screwed, he is now won. Just one who wants to be a millionaire.
Shut up! Shut up! I'm calling someone!
Who are you calling?
I'm calling someone!
Who?
That's in the phone!
You don't have any friends outside of us!
Why won't you answer the phone?
You're in the North Pole! There's no signal!
Oh, God's sake! Why can't you answer?
Holy crap. I didn't think we'd get here.
I gotta be honest, I didn't think it would happen. I actually ran that riddle past Sam, and Sam never got it.
I didn't even get it myself. My answer was the door.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought the other day when I saw it.
I was going to go with bedroom door, because I was like, well, I've got to open that first. But then I was like, wait, what happens when I wake up? It's my fucking eyes!
I think this is proven, though. This is a long, long, long life lesson. Because if you follow us on the Supla Gaming, or you follow Derek's Adventures in 2K17, there's one thing that Andy is renowned for. It's not reading, and it's not listening to things that he gets told. Finally, he actually listened to every word that I said. And he
it's
got
almost as if there were stakes.
I love stakes.
2016's been a weird year.
But it's been a very weird year, but hopefully with Andy erasing that streak, he will have more success in 2017.
With other streaks.
No, not Andy. Just in general, but okay.
Wait! I gotta do the fucking pose! It's over! Undertaker pose! There you go, I win.
Hey, Andy.
Yes?
That's something I want to ask you. Sure, you just beat the Riddle streak and you are now officially the Supla's co-host of the year 2011 and 2012.
Yep.
Where was this on the first day? Where was this logic and where was this problem-solving schematics every single time before? If you were born 5 years ago, you would not be zero. I don't understand where this has come from. You've had zero. You have had almost zero logic applied to anything else before now. Why now? Like, where did this come from?
You guys...
Was it a Christmas wish?
No, wait.
Are you a Make-A-Wish child? Is this your final desire?
I think this exercise has helped me think logically. And you've watched me slowly get better.
I think your degree finally just kicked in.
I think you've just watched the evolution of my brain.
The evolution of Andy Kwan.
My god.
It's as if I've helped him this year.
No, don't you... Don't you claim you helped me, asshole.
Well, he kind of did. He kind of did, you know.
Yeah, I think I deserve a thank you for what I've taught you here, for you to win this. I'm listening.
Thank him, you asshole.
I'm listening.
Thank you for
you. There you go.
But he put
congratulations. Nice. Congratulations like to Andy.
Yay!
My nuts, and I just put eyes? Question mark?
You should frame that on your wall.
It's going on my fucking wall. It's going right here on my wall. There it is. It's there. No!
Then when you get home.
Well, it's going on the wall here.
Okay.
He'll come back next year and be like, what is 212 eyes?
Why eyes?
Why eyes?
What's happened?
I'll probably forget everything I've learned. Why does you check the wall? Stupid. Anyway.
What a way to start off the Christmas show, though, guys!
Jesus. I am your co-host of the year 2012 and 2011. Yeah!
Yeah, it was only 4 and 5 years late.
Who cares? I won!
He finally got the awards that he feels he deserves.
Yes! Yes!
So before we talk about whatever it is we're going to talk about today, I think we might as well take a look at some comments that we've got from the lovely Super City residents. Everybody's talking at me. Now, last time we did a proper show, at least, we talked about TLC. Why it was not the worst, but also not the greatest thing ever. We have a comment here from Bullet Club vs. The Shield who says, guys, what are your thoughts on John Cena being rumored to be upset at the WWE? Have you heard this rumor?
I've not heard this rumor. I've not heard this.
Sounds interesting. What's up?
Andy, have you heard of this?
I am reading about it now on the internet. I don't understand why they'd be upset. Why would they?
I think this stems from the reports that the Meltz said.
Oh, things are happening.
Also, yeah, it's almost as if we can't bring up his name without you saying that anymore, right?
I'm reading this eyes thing and I don't know where to stick it.
Brilliant. So. The Meltz reported that, apparently, John Cena's wrestling career is starting to really wind down to the point where in 2017, he's maybe going to perform for half of a year. Huh. Maybe 6 months in the entire year.
It's almost,
the rest of the time will be spent doing media appearances, being in movies and such. John Cena's become a big Hollywood star over the past year, no thanks to the meme that he had. I think this is a good thing. I don't think he's upset with the WWE. I think this is partly due to him winding down, becoming less of a major on-screen presence, so that more people can get their time to shine.
And that's the thing. It's almost as if a guy who's been around since 2000 and was it 2012?
Yeah, 2012 was when John Cena came on the scene, Andy.
I'm an idiot again. Since 2002, like that's over what 12 years. which is like double the amount of time that at least that The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin were around for, and that's almost like he can't do it anymore because they failed to push anyone that could replace him, or somehow.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say they definitely pushed someone who could replace him. It's just that nobody liked it.
But the thing is, like, it's almost as if being around for 12 years is not a good idea, and it's now worn on him, and he's like, fuck this, I could do other things. I did Saturday Night Live, and that was actually quite good, and I'm actually quite funny, so I should just fucking do that for the rest of my life, instead of taking bumps for a living.
Well, for me, I'm hoping that with this, it might actually pull, that like, it might force them to pull their finger out and make new stars, because they're kind of being put back into a situation that they were back in 2002 when John Cena kind of started to come onto the scene. In 2002, you didn't have an Austin because he walked out. You didn't really have a Rock because he was on movies. That's when his movie career started to take off. Yes, you had Undertaker and you had Triple H, but you didn't have... They weren't the same level of Austin and Rock, right? I mean, no matter what people say about Undertaker, yes, he is very popular and he is very famous, but he wasn't Austin or Rock. And they started, because they had a lack of stars, that forced them to make new ones, particularly on Raw, I believe, when the brand split first started, because, you know, Undertaker and Triple H, they were both on SmackDown. At least I think so. So this might actually force them to do it. That it might force them to make new stars.
And I think they've done a good job of making new stars lately. We have The Shield.
Well, yeah, you've got all three members of The Shield. AJ Styles. I know he's still a veteran. He's been in the industry for a long time, but he's really, for me, I think he's probably the wrestler of 2016. At least for WWE.
Yeah.
And you've got. You know, Bray Wyatt seems to actually be having some backing behind him again now. Like, he's in charge of Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Like, who would have thought of that? Who would have seen Randy Orton, the guy who led Legacy against Triple H, he is answering to Bray Wyatt. A guy who only came to the main roster 2 years ago.
Three, I mean...
Oh, I thought it was 2014 he came to the main roster.
Nope, 2013.
Fucking hell, wow, my memory's terrible.
Wait, who came first? Wyatt or The Shield?
The Shield came first, they came in at the end of 2012.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But no, I think the notion that Cena is being annoyed at WWE is just not true. What reason would he have to be annoyed?
Does she mean it the other way around, that WWE is annoyed with Cena? Because I've heard that rumor. I've not heard being annoyed with WWE. I've heard WWE being annoyed at Cena. That's the rumor I've heard.
Yeah, but even then, what's the reason for that?
Yeah, but you can't.
Because he's not wrestling as much.
Yeah, but you can't be annoyed at him. Because the guy is single-handedly, whether you like the guy or you don't like the guy, has single-handedly carried that company on his back for 12 years. So, like, the guy's gone out of his way as well. He's learnt Mandarin so that he could speak to people in China at press conferences and stuff, and Chinese media. The guy
most
is done.
Of make a wishes ever.
Yeah, he's done. He's gone above and beyond what any person has ever done in that company, probably ever. And
yeah,
the thing is, if he wants to just stop, he has every right to turn around and say, "I can't do this anymore. I'm getting tired."
Well, I don't even think it's necessarily that. I mean. Really, what has he got left to achieve? The only other thing he's got left to achieve is to become a 16-time world champion. Will that ever happen? I don't know. I don't think the fans would be happy. I don't think a lot of people want it to happen, really.
The guy's won more in history, they might.
Yeah, the guy is a 15-time world champion as it is. The only major belt that he's never won was the Intercontinental title. But I don't think he'll lose sleep over never winning that, especially because it's not exactly the most prestigious belt anymore.
Well, there's always King of the Ring.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. But he's
and
won...
And then there's the Divas Search.
Well,
and then there's a Cruiserweight Classic.
He's won the Royal Rumble, he's won Money in the Bank. Like, what has he really got? He's had the dream match with AJ Styles. What else is there left for him really to do?
There's nothing, and that's the thing,
I would disagree. I would say there's one thing that everyone would like to see John Cena do.
Dung!
Undertaker at WrestleMania.
See, I don't understand why everyone's got the appeal of Cena versus Taker at WrestleMania.
Well, I think it's partly because they faced each other how many years ago? Like, 10 years ago, Cena was Vanilla Ice and Undertaker was a biker. They've both come so far since then, and they've both evolved since then. I think it would be...
Actually, the last time...
If there's rumors here...
The last time was, I think, February 2007. Him and Shawn Michaels teamed up to fight Undertaker and Batista.
Yeah, but that's... Yeah, but,
no, yeah, but I don't really count those, really.
I count.
And the thing is, as well, is it's probably, like, the last dream match left that can realistically happen.
And, say if these rumors are true that John Cena wants to slowly part ways with, well, not part ways with, but stop wrestling for WWE. How about they both have that match, and they both retire?
That would be okay.
That would be fine.
John Cena will probably never retire, like, officially. He'll never be like, guys, I've got to hang up my boots now, or my trainers.
He will be The Rock. The Rock has never officially retired. He just...
He came back, like, 10 years after he wrestled.
Yeah. Well, he could be like Austin, where Austin would just come in and stunner somebody randomly. Cena could come back at WrestleMania and AA, I don't know.
Remember when that happened this year and everyone loved it?
Yep.
Remember how he returned at WrestleMania to AA the Wyatts?
Exactly, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it? No one hated that.
I was surprised by the amount of people that liked it.
I remember now.
I remember. Great. But no, I think Cena vs. Taker is like the one thing I would like to see him do. I don't want to see him beat AJ Styles to become a champion again. I don't want that.
You don't want that.
I don't want none. Oh, another 16 time, that means he lost it 15 other times. I don't want none.
Also, speaking of the 16 time world champion thing, can we just discuss the Big E line real quick on Raw the other night? Anybody see?
Yes, please, because I missed it.
Okay. So obviously, as everyone knows, at Roadblock, the second Roadblock of 2016, there's a lot of traffic jams in the WWE calendar by the looks of it.
Yeah.
At Roadblock, obviously, New Day lost their belts to Cesaro. Is that their official tag team name now?
Well, there are many different names. I call them Cesaro. People call them Dublin 07. Get it? 007? Dublin 07? Haha!
Either way, they won the tag team titles. A New Day came out, and Kofi was like, look, don't worry about it, right? Some of the greats always lost a lot of their belts. Ric Flair wouldn't have been a 16-time world champion unless he lost the title 15 times. And then Big E just went, and that'll be Charlotte in a month. That was one of the best lines that I've heard anyone on Raw say this year. What did the WWE do on their YouTube channel?
Didn't they censor it out?
Yeah, they cut it out completely.
Well, don't fucking do that then.
Well, I don't think they scripted him to say it. With the New Day, I think half of their stuff is improv.
It is.
But don't change the title
every 5 seconds then.
Well, don't do that either. Like, there's... Whatever, man. There's problems on both ends.
It just is like... He's got a point. For me... As a fan, I think it's more impressive to have a single long reign than to have 15, or in Charlotte's case, 4 short reigns.
Let's put it this way. Bruno Sammartino was never a 16-time world champion, was he?
No, but he held the belt
for
like 20
years. You
can
argue it was a different era, and it was a different time, and everyone held the belt for nearly 2 years at a time, but it's like, point still stands. And I know booking evolves over time, but...
Well, the kayfabe reason that you could say that is that they didn't wrestle as much back then as they do now. Like, you got to remember, you know, they're on the road five, six days a week, and that's just, you know, that's the house shows on television. There's one match that, like, they wrestle once a week on television, or there might be main event, or Superstars is cancelled, or in the case of the Cruiserweights, they're on there like 3 times a fucking week because they've got Raw, 205 Live, and NXT, like. But no, I think it's more impressive. Like, I'm more impressed with the idea of CM Punk holding the belt for 430 days over John Cena being a 15-time world champion. I mean, he did hold the belt for over a year, granted, but he's had held the belt for a month. That's not really... Does that really count as a 15 time? Because you can win and drop the belt 16 times in 3 months, really. Four months, 5 months.
A new belt. A belt that hasn't even been around since April?
Yeah.
What are you doing? And there's also the argument that, oh, you know, he didn't actually hold on to it that long. He was booked to hold it for that long. And it's like, well, it's impressive that he was booked to hold it that long. It was impressive that the company put faith in that guy. Look at New Japan. They pride themselves on defenses more than longevity of reigns and how many times you win or lose the belt. It's about defenses you have whilst you hold that belt.
Yeah. And I think that's something that they should focus on more.
It is, but no. John Cena, 15-time world champion. Ha. Unless we have another comment here from M. Gunter talking about SmackDown, who says...
He'll be happy that the Riddle streak is now over.
Yeah. Skip to... Oh, wait. He says that SmackDown is getting derailed by jumping on what's hot. For example, American Alpha was being pushed until Heath Slater got popular. Or Heath Slater, as Andy would say. And then Heath got pushed. You say Slino. His name isn't Slighter. Shut up. Then Heath got pushed to the side for James Ellsworth, because they wouldn't want similar stories going on simultaneously. Now let's talk about James Ellsworth. For those who may not have seen SmackDown this past week, the week that this is airing, AJ Styles was cleared to compete from his foot injury at TLC. They made sure that they sewed his ring gear together properly this time.
Come out.
Right. And he had his match with James Ellsworth. Now, granted, how many times has James Ellsworth scored a victory over AJ Styles?
Twice.
Three times.
Three? Oh, God, I missed one.
Beat him in that one match where Dean Ambrose was the special guest ref. Then they had that title match where Ellsworth won by a DQ. And then they had that other match for Ellsworth to get his SmackDown contract.
The ladder match.
The ladder match. And each time, who did James Ellsworth get assisted by?
Dean Ambrose.
Wrong, because on WWE's website, it says Dan Ambrose.
Oh, Dean's brother, obviously.
Dean with a mustache. It is Dan Ambrose.
This is Dad.
This is Dad.
Hello, it is I am Dan.
I am Mr. Ambrose.
Mr. Ambrose!
We thought you were dead. So James Ellsworth has three victories over AJ Styles. So they have this title match, and Dean Ambrose ain't gonna help out James Ellsworth because James Ellsworth screwed him over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? AJ Styles beats the ever-loving shit out of James Ellsworth and pins him in less than 30 seconds. Good.
Good.
And then he continues to beat him up and puts him through tables and smashes him against the ring, brutalizes him to a point where he's bandaged up and has, like, shrink wrap all over him later in the night, and it's like, finally, this happened. This is, I get what they were doing now. As much as I was annoyed with the entire thing, and as much as I was annoyed with James Ellsworth for beating AJ Styles this many times, I finally get what they were trying to do. He finally got his comeuppance, AJ finally put the guy away because we all know that he could, but he just never did.
Mm-hmm.
And now what do they do with James Ellsworth? What would you do with James Ellsworth going forward? Please answer me this. Brandon, what would you do?
I'd put him in the shark cage Chris Jericho was in.
Put him in the shark cage. Good answer. Andy, what would you do with James Ellsworth?
Put him in that volcano that they put Crazy Steve in.
Put them in the final deletion volcano.
Uh-huh.
Ian, what would you do with James Ellsworth?
I think probably send him to NXT.
Send him to NXT, a rational answer. What would I do with James Ellsworth? Put him in a tag team with somebody. Dude Busters 2.0. That's what I would do. What they did...
Oh, go on, sorry.
However, was pair him with Carmella.
Oh, God, yes, what? I've heard this.
Wait, what?
So...
This is brilliant! Brilliant! What? Stupid! It's so dumb! It's good!
Wow.
This is coming from the man that
didn't get
Final Deletion, by the
this
way.
This is so brilliant, it's dumb. What's this Final Deletion all about? It's so bad. Are you kidding?
Can I, sorry. Can I just go back to McGunter's original comment about Heath Slater and Alex Bleth and all that? I would actually disagree with him about the whole SmackDown jumping on the hot, what's not sort of thing. I see a point with Ellsworth, but I think he's wrong about Heath Slater. This seems like, you got to remember the storyline that Heath Slater is in started the exact same night that American Alpha were drafted to SmackDown, right? It was the exact same night. And frankly, I think that overall, I like American Alpha. I do. I think they're very, very good. I remember what me, Andy, and Keelan seeing them at NXT Nottingham over a year ago, and they probably got the biggest pop of the crowd, and, rightfully so. They were the best, one of the best acts of the night. However, I think the story that Heath Slater and Rhino have had has been much more, much stronger and much more interesting than American Alpha. As great as you can be as a wrestler, when it's on the level of WWE, you need some character development, you need some storylines. And I don't really feel like American Alpha has had that. I mean, when I think of their run on the main roster, they had a feud with the Usos, and then I'm not quite sure what else they've done.
They won number one contendership for the tag belts, but then they got shafted for the Wyatts.
Yeah, that sucks.
They've not done anything, really. I get your point here.
Whereas Heath Slater, the storyline that he's been in started the exact same night. So whilst I see what McGunter's saying, I disagree because the whole story arc that Heath Slater has been in started the same night that the American Alphas were drafted to SmackDown. And it seems like that wasn't just a random joke they threw in at the end like I thought it was going to be. Like, there was a genuine, like, story for Heath that they wanted to take forward. And I actually think it's been a very entertaining story. Yes, the ending has been very predictable, like most WWE tag team storylines are, where they start falling out and start arguing, and now Heath is going to be probably the babyface, Rhino's going to be the heel, and they're going to have a mini feud, and then nothing will ever come of it, and they'll probably both go back into obscurity again. But aside from that, it's actually been a genuinely interesting storyline, and I found that the relationship between Heath and Rhino, just because of how different they are, has made it more of a compelling friendship than American Alpha. And again, nothing against them, but there's been no story development behind them. I would agree with him if they actually seem to be giving, they were going in that way with American Alpha, and then they switched to Heath Slater. And it, to me, it's never felt like that. Like, I always thought Heath Slater was going to be involved in the main event of SummerSlam. That's clearly like some sort of, you know, he got beaten up by Brock Lesnar, he got beaten up by Randy Orton in August after the draft. There was clearly some storyline going for him, and then they had the whole contract thing. Yeah, it was the original James Ellsworth storyline, I get it, but no, I've got to disagree with him. I don't think that that's been the case. And even with Ellsworth, whilst I see the point, and I agree to some extent, I think at the end of the day, if it's making money and you don't drag it on for too long, I don't really see what the problem is. I enjoyed Ellsworth for the most. I didn't really like the heel turn. I got why he did it, but I didn't really like, I was like, it's just Colin Delaney all over again.
I thought that was a part where he got good in my eyes, because as much as I like AJ Styles, don't do that.
Disagree. I thought it was entertaining. I thought it showed James Ellsworth as an underdog. And I thought, you know, with how AJ is, oh, the face that runs the place, he became a cocky heel. And that's nothing wrong with the character. He works with that character fine. But then along comes Ellsworth and kind of just shut him up for a little bit and made him embarrassed. So he lost that cockiness. And now, with what happened on SmackDown, barring Carmella, you had AJ Styles finally get his hands on Ellsworth one-on-one and destroyed him, and you re-establish AJ as a dominant star, and you make Ellsworth appear sympathetic again. He's still an underdog, and that's why I said send him to NXT. The story is that he's not quite ready, right? Because he got beaten in 30 seconds by the main guy. Send him to NXT, and then that's where you can slowly redevelop his character from an underdog Eric Young. But remember when Eric Young was Super Eric? Who would have thought
I remember a lot of things about Eric Young, Liam.
Who would have thought Eric Young would become what he is now, right? You could do that with Ellsworth. Just because he's scrawny doesn't mean jack shit. Look, fucking Rey Mysterio was 5'3" and he became a World Heavyweight Champion.
But the man doesn't even have a chin.
That means fuck all. Triple H has got the size of a nose. His nose is the size of Texas. And yet he became fucking, what is
at least
it?
He has a nose.
Yeah, but I don't think you guys are seeing what I'm saying. Like, I think there's a way that they could be handling it. And I think everyone's been hating on it because I think that's the cool thing to do. And, you know, I go against the mainstream. Sorry.
I wasn't trying to be cool.
Me, yeah, I'm just like, why is this? Worth?
Andy's trying to be cool. He's just like, I hate everything because everyone hates everything.
Hat!
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you like James Ellsworth?
No.
There you go, then.
Yeah, and the reason why I'm against him is because he literally came out of nowhere. I saw no reason to get behind him. It's probably because I wasn't watching any fucking wrestling. I only remember...
I disagree. I actually like that because I felt like he became an everyman. Like, something that, you know... Someone that somebody could latch onto because he came out of obscurity. No one knew he was. He wasn't an indie darling. He didn't wrestle for 3 months on SmackDown and then suddenly got his chance. Like, the fact that he did come out of obscurity, like, I think that kind of worked in his favor because then it showed that, you know, he is the everyman that anyone could be, and he's achieved his dream. And I know it's very soppy and very sort of after school special, but I think that worked in his favor.
The way I say it is, like, Braun Strowman killed him, and then 3 weeks later, he shows up on SmackDown and beats AJ.
It's yeah, because everybody liked him ironically, to the point where it stuck with the WWE, and now they signed him to a 2-year contract.
Doesn't matter, it worked.
Oh my god, how many years?
Two years.
It doesn't matter, it works.
That's just the only reason why I don't get it. I don't get any of the hype behind the dude. It's just like, oh.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying he's the most fantastic wrestler, but I think the story, like, you gotta remember, I'm not a pure, like, I love wrestling. Wrestling is the best. I love it when they have him in a sleeper dragon hold choke suplex. Like, I like a story. That's why I'm really going to indies. Like, I like the stories behind it. I like character development. I like story arcs. And I think there's a story and there's a character. Ellsworth has actually been successful. And I'm going to disagree with you guys.
I think his story is done now. That's it.
Yeah, no, the story's done now. That's why I said send him to NXT.
There's no point in him even being around. Like,
why I said send him to NXT.
There's
you not understand
point in
what
even going there. He's not going to go and he's never going to become anything fucking great.
Hang on, did you guys hear what I said about the whole NXT thing that I mentioned? Do you understand what I meant by that?
Yes.
Right. No. How come Andy doesn't get it? Because he's acting as if, like, I never mentioned what should happen.
It's like, yeah, maybe if he develops, I could see some potential behind it, you know, like...
Every character needs to evolve. That's one of the main problems that people have with Cena. Cena has been the same character since 2006, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if he goes down to NXT and does something, I might actually be like, you know what? Maybe this guy is interesting.
If I might interject for a second, what is there to develop? What is there for him to do? He's a weedy, scrawny little guy. He's not going to beef up and get muscles on his muscles like Mojo Rawley. Yeah, I'm talking. Do you see the problem here? You're interrupting me whilst I'm talking. What I'm saying is, Mojo Rawley, give him credit for...
I'm cutting you off.
I don't like it when we yell at each other.
I'll tell you why I'm... Merry Christmas, everyone. Right, I'll tell you why I'm cutting you off. Because you're the kind of person who'd be like, well, Husky Harris never worked, so...
He didn't work!
Yeah, so they sent him back to development...
What can you repackage Ellsworth as to get him better?
What is Ellsworth supposed to become? What is he going to be? The next Rock? No! He's never...
Oh, yeah, and Husky fucking Harris was going to be the next Rock!
At least Husky Harris can wrestle!
It's James!
I mean, to be honest, maybe he can learn... Maybe he can become more technical. Maybe he can develop a character people can get behind. We don't know.
He's no fucking kid!
I mean, me personally, I don't give a fuck what
Andy
he does.
Oh, Andy dislikes him just because he doesn't have a fucking chin. Oh yes, let's retell that joke that's been told on SmackDown 12 times, Andy. Fantastic. Great fucking argument you've got here, buddy. Well done.
Shut up! It's not like he has any innate charisma or anything going for him.
He's got more charisma than you!
He forgets how to sell a fucking punch, right? So he can't even do that right. At least with fucking Bray Wyatt, he was borderline charismatic. At least with The Rock, he was fucking charismatic.
Yeah, that is such a fair comparison to put James Ellsworth next to The fucking Rock.
All right.
Brilliant. Well fucking done, Andy. Roderick Strong is not as charismatic as The Rock, so fuck Roderick Strong. Oh, Bobby Roode's not as charismatic as The Rock, so fuck Bobby Roode. Oh, AJ Styles isn't as good on the microphone as The Rock, so fuck AJ Styles. Brilliant argument, Andy.
Stop being a dickhead and let me finish. So,
the thing is, at least
those guys have charisma. Like, somebody like, I don't know, a fucking, Roderick Strong has got technical ability, and a fucking, I don't know, he can't high fly, he can't talk, he doesn't have any technical ability, he doesn't have anything going for him!
Wait.
He's got no potential!
Stop, shush.
Yes.
Has he actually had a proper, actual match? Not where he's been beaten up constantly and then Dean Ambrose interferes. Like, has he actually had a proper match in the WWE?
Look at him. Who is he gonna have a match with that would get him over?
I mean, throw him in the Cruiserweight Classic. Shoot, see what he can do there with people that are around his size.
Cruiserweight, he's got nothing to him.
I'm just saying, like the little bits that I have seen of him, most I've seen is him getting squashed by people that are like 5-4 inches bigger than him.
Yeah, he's got...
Maybe just let him fight people around his size. We can see what he could do. I mean, personally, I don't care what happens to him, but I would like to see what he could do just to develop a proper, opinion of him.
Why?
That's me.
Yeah, no, you guys aren't giving him a chance. All he's done on SmackDown is basically got the shit kicked out of him, and that's what you're drawing off of his wrestling abilities.
Because he's a jobber.
You say so we're not giving him a chance.
Why is that necessarily a bad thing?
You say we're not giving him a chance. What is there to give a chance?
Yeah, he's got nothing going for him, so what?
A lot of people not have a lot of going for them, and yet they make it.
No, the comparisons that you're drawing, these people are wrestlers. They look like wrestlers. They have muscles.
Or they have something going for them, at least. Or they're charismatic, or...
Alexa Bliss looks fitter than this guy.
This is some attribute where you could think, alright, if we enhance that, that'd be great. He can't talk, he's got barely any technical ability, he doesn't look like a fucking superstar, he doesn't even have a goddamn motherfucking chin!
Why are you focusing in on the chin thing?
Because everyone focuses on the chin thing. It's pretty hard to ignore.
He doesn't have a fully functioning guy.
It's such a dumb thing to hold against him. Oh, he doesn't have a chin, so he's shit. What? That doesn't make sense.
He doesn't even have a fully functioning fucking face. So why the hell do you think this guy could become something?
I mean, think about it.
This is coming from the guy who created Derek.
You know something? There are people...
Didn't you create him as well?
Yeah, that's why I'm standing up for James Ellsworth.
If I can be the voice of reason here.
Hang on, wait. If Derek was real, you know who would be the first critic of Derek? The ironic thing would be Andy would be the biggest critic of Derek.
Derek is brilliant!
His mustache comes out of his face, he's shit!
That's great!
To be fair, you made him with the intention of making the worst thing ever.
And there's James Ellsworth and you're shitting on him!
Because he's the worst thing ever!
You're talking about, somehow fucking pushing him to the moon. I know Derek is never going to become WWE champion because it's fucking impossible.
And he's not real.
Sally! It's a fucking video game.
Brendan, what were you going to say?
I was going to say there was another guy who was about, and who was kind of small, had some blonde hair, and people didn't want to give him a chance either. Now he puts people on the list.
Look at people like Eddie Guerrero.
I'm not saying that he's going to be Chris Jericho.
No, but I see where Brendan's coming from. Look at people like Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, Dean Malenko. A lot of these guys.
Take a page out of your book. Eddie Guerrero was a great high flyer. Jericho
Andy,
was a...
you've not... He's not been showcased to have any ring ability yet. You
exactly, so how can you defend him?
You've
not
seen anything
either.
I haven't seen what he's been able to do.
You know,
why are you shitting on someone that you haven't seen wrestle yet?
I've seen an independent match on YouTube with him in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, go to the independent wrestling where it's like, I know he's fighting Wife Beater in fucking Wife Beater Wrestling Federation.
Are you really gonna shit on the indies when half of WWE's roster comes from the indies?
No, I'm not shitting on the indies. I'm shitting on the fact that Andy's saying that he saw one match on YouTube filmed on a phone where he fought a guy called Wife Beater.
But it wasn't filmed on a phone. It was obviously put on there and it shouldn't have been there. But the point is. Is that I went out...
Wait, did I just admit to watching something illegally?
Shut up! I actually went out way to actually find a match with this cretin in, and he's not even that fucking good! So why, in the name of Jesus, literally on Christmas, do you think James Ellsworth is going to amount to anything?!
I love coming to the Super Shack, it's my favourite place in the whole world.
Merry Christmas! Everyone.
And I think with that, we should start wrapping up.
Hey, I see what you did there.
Rapping. But before we go... Thank you. Hold your applause. We got a... Are you okay?
Dying.
Are you dying?
Help.
No.
Oh, you're in the next
room.
Jesus Christ. So, this will be the last Super Show of the year. There are no more pay-per-views, there's nothing else we can do, there's no more streams, until next year. We will be back. January. We will be back.
Can I just interject something? If you are still a fan of the Supla after this James Ellsworth argument that we had, the last
I don't know why you would be, but carry on.
If you are still a fan of the Supla and you have not subscribed to Supla Gaming, just YouTube it, Supla Gaming. Go and do it. I will be uploading videos over the Christmas period because it's just playing video games. It's not like there's a lot of hard work in there. Currently playing. Shush, Andy. I'm currently playing the Batman Arkham series, so please join us over there. We will be playing through Christmas and the New Year. It's worth checking out. And I hope to see you all there and subscribe and enjoy the content.
And if I can figure out how to get this thing to work on my laptop, I will be playing Portal because I'm good at riddles.
Paul?
Portal.
What's Paul?
Portal!
Pegs in.
Portal.
I'm playing a video game. It's called Watching the Movie. It's Paul. why are my characters not moving in the direction I want them to?
I didn't create Seth Rogen.
I didn't tell this alien to
No, Simon Pegg, don't go that way. I'm trying to turn him the other way.
Where is the HUD?
Don't give him weed.
Portal.
This cutscene. Press skip. Skip this cutscene.
Oh, it's the end of the movie.
Damn it.
So, as I was saying, we will be back the first week of January. I don't want to say when, because even we don't know when, but we will be back in the Supla City Arena Plex for the end of year awards show. Let's take this time to announce the official categories that we're going to have. So, everybody get your brains in gear, get ready, because we are going to be discussing some categories this year, namely, where the fuck is it? Here it is. We will have the usual best male wrestler, worst male wrestler, best female, worst female, the best tag team in stable, the worst tag team in stable, the breakout star, the most improved, the best storyline or feud, the worst storyline or feud, the best and worst match, the best and worst promotion, the moment of the year, and the botch of the year. Everybody get your brains in gear, get them cylinders pumping and firing. We're going to be discussing that. And the last ever time you're going to have to vote for your co-host for the year. After this year, we're done. We're cancelling it. Because it makes us hate each other. And it's not healthy.
Except Andy now enjoys the award. Because he's finally...
Oh, no! No!
The final year that we do it, he finally gets his retroactive acknowledgement.
Oh, that's just cruel. The one time I win, the only time, the only time the in the only... show's history I win one, you get rid of the award that I win!
There's a reason why we're getting rid of it, Andy.
Because you've flipped
the button.
You can't
do it anymore.
I've worked! Help
I
me!
I still get the last laugh.
If you want to vote for us, you can comment on the pin post on our Facebook page. You can also tweet us at TheSoupler with your vote, or you can direct message us. There is an Instagram post you can comment on, there is a YouTube video you can comment on, and there is a Soupler.com article you can vote on. Voting closes 3rd of January at midnight, and the winner will be the final ever co-host of the year. Vote for me.
Oh, Andy! The vote for me is a vote for...
The vote for him is a vote for stupidity.
I'd say vote for me, but I don't. I know most people haven't, and I don't understand why, and it makes me sad. I've been here
you
all
have
this
votes,
year,
dumbass.
I have been here all this year. I
and
don't.
You have votes. Calm down.
Don't understand.
Do I have any?
Yeah.
Do I have?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I like whoever voted for me then.
All right. We'll see you next year, people. Thank you for joining us for 2016, and we will see you on the other side.
I have been Andy Quad. Oh, we're not doing that?
Great.
I know Janie voted for me.
Great, brilliant. I have been Sam Brooks.
And I'm Brendan, the black guy. Vote for me. Nah.
You're not Canadian, Brendan.
Like, why are you
going, oh, fuck! Why didn't you tell me? Shit. I could have been eating cool bacon all this time.
Who are you, Liam?
Huh?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Say your name, goddammit.
I'm fucking depressed.
We will see you next year! Shut up about hurts!
Hurts! Yeah, I am going.
Shush, we've got Christmas music playing and stuff. I want to listen to the Christmas music.
Jingle.
Oh, this is too hot. Oh, everything's so warm. I hate everything.
Heating on.
Boiling.
That.